Chapter 8. August. Depression. Tuesday, the 1st of August. Weight, 8 stone 12. Alcohol units, 3. Cigarettes, 40. Calories, 450. I don't want to eat. 5 a.m. I'm very depressed. My boyfriend is sleeping with a golden woman with long legs. My mother is sleeping with a Portuguese man. I want to ring Daniel, but Tom has stuck a piece of paper to my telephone which says, "Do not ring Daniel or you will regret it." I hate being alone in the middle of the night, smoking and crying. Oh God, what's wrong with me? Why does nothing ever work out? It's because I'm too fat. Shall I ring Tom again? No, I only rang him 45 minutes ago. After I found the woman on the roof, I didn't say anything to Daniel. I walked downstairs, got into my car, and drove away. I went straight to Tom's. Tom gave me a large drink. When I got home, there were 3 messages from Daniel on my answer phone asking me to call him. But I didn't. Oh God, the birds have started singing. I have to go to work in 3.5 hours. I can't do it. Help! Help! I've had an idea. I'll ring Mum. 10 a.m. Mum was brilliant. Darling, she said, of course you haven't woken me. I'm just leaving for the TV studio. I can't believe you're acting this way over a stupid man. Forget about him. Go back to sleep. Go into work looking beautiful. Let everyone, including Daniel, see that you don't care about him. You'll be fine. Oh, but Mum, I have to work with Daniel. Darling, that's the wrong way round. He has to work with you. Anyway, it's time you got out of that job. I'm going to get you a job in television. I'm just going to work. I'm wearing a lot of makeup and a smart suit. Thursday, the 3rd of August. Weight, 8 stone 11. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 25. Daniel kept sending me computer messages at work. We should talk. I didn't take any notice of them. But then, tonight, he came up to me outside the office as I was leaving. Darling, please, we really need to talk. I foolishly went for a drink with him. He kept saying, I feel so terrible, I really miss you. But when I said, oh, Daniel, I miss you too, he said, the thing is, Suki and I... Suki? I said. What a strange name. Oh, I can't explain. It's very special. I'm sorry, love, he said, taking out his credit card and trying to get the attention of the waiter. But we're going to get married. Friday the 4th of August. Negative thoughts. 600 every minute. Crying attacks, 12, but only in the toilets. Office, 3rd floor toilets. Why did I think it was a good idea to have an affair with my boss? I heard Daniel on the phone talking to Suki and arranging to meet her tonight. He said, not too bad, so far. I knew he was talking about me. Tuesday the 8th of August. 9 stone. Alcohol units, 7. Cigarettes, 29. Calories, 5 million. Negative thoughts, 0. General thoughts, 0. I just called Jude. I told her about Daniel and she was very shocked. She said she would call Shazza and arrange for us all to meet at 9. Wednesday the 9th of August. Weight, 9 stone 2. Alcohol units, 0, but I had so many last night. Cigarettes, zero. 8 a.m. I'm very happy after the night out with Jude and Shazza. We spent the evening talking about men and what emotional cowards they are. 9 a.m. Mum just rang. Darling, she said. Guess what? Good Afternoon are looking for researchers. You know that TV news and current affairs programme? They're terribly good. I've spoken to Richard Finch, the editor, and told him all about you. He wants you to come in on Monday for a chat. Monday? Oh, my God. That only gives me 5 days to learn about current affairs. Saturday, the 12th of August. Weight, 9 stone 3. Alcohol units, 3. Very good. Cigarettes, 32. Very bad. Calories, 1,800. Number of articles about current affairs, 1.5. Minutes spent having imaginary conversations with Daniel, 120. Very good. Right. I am going to be very positive about everything. I am going to change my life. I am going to learn everything about current affairs and stop smoking completely. I am going to form a mature relationship with an adult man. 6:45 p.m. I was just starting to watch the 6 o'clock news to learn about current affairs when Mum came into my flat carrying bags. Now, darling, she said, I've brought you some smart suits of mine for Monday. I looked in the bags and saw something bright yellow. Mum, I began, but my mother's phone was ringing. Ah, that will be Julio, she said, and started talking to him. Put the suit on, she said to me. Now she has gone off to a party, leaving me dressed in a bright blue suit with a green blouse and lots of blue eyeshadow. Don't be silly, darling, she said. If you don't do something about your appearance, you'll never get a new job, never mind another boyfriend. Midnight. After she'd gone, I called Tom, who took me to a party. It was the party of a friend of his from art school. I met someone there called Gav. He was about 22. But then I saw Daniel, and I felt really upset again. I went into the toilets and started to cry. Tom was waiting outside. Come and talk to Gav, he said. He really likes you. But then he looked at my face and said, Oh dear, I'll take you home. It's no good. When someone leaves you, you miss them very badly. And you feel that there's something wrong with you. They didn't want you, so you lose all your confidence. Sunday, the 13th of August. I couldn't sleep last night, so I tried to read a magazine. There was a photo of Mark Darcy inside. It was in an article about London's 50 most eligible bachelors. The 50 richest unmarried men in London. Monday, the 14th of August. I'm terrified about my interview with Good Afternoon. I've told Perpetua I have to go to the doctor's. Oh, the telephone is ringing. I can't believe it. It was Richard Finch's personal assistant. She had a South London accent and sounded very young. Richard Finch is away in Blackpool this morning, so the interview has been changed to Wednesday. Wednesday, the 16th of August. I went to the interview. First, I met Richard Finch's personal assistant, Patchouli. She was wearing cycle shorts and she had a nose ring. Several men were sitting round a table. Most of them were very young. But one of them was middle-aged with curly blonde hair. This was Richard Finch. He was talking to the young men excitedly. Suddenly, he looked at me.
You must be Bridget, he shouted. Tell me, why do you want a job in television? My mind went blank. I couldn't think what to say. I couldn't remember anything about politics or current affairs. I have to leave my job because I slept with my boss, I said. There was a silence. Then Richard Finch started to laugh, and all the young men started to laugh as well.
Bridget Jones, said Richard at last. Welcome to Good Afternoon. Take a seat, my darling.
Monday, the 28th of August. I got a letter from Richard Finch offering me a job, I think. This is all it said.
Okay, my darling, you're on.
Tuesday, the 29th of August. Weight, 9 stone 2. Alcohol units, 0. Very good. Cigarettes, 3. Good. Calories, 1,456. 10:30 a.m. Office. I just called Patchouli. She said I must start in a week. I don't know anything about television, but I don't want to work with Daniel anymore. I had better go and tell him. 11:15 a.m. I can't believe this. Daniel stared at me, white-faced.
You can't do this, he said. Have you any idea how difficult the last few weeks have been for me?
Then Perpetua burst in. She must have been listening outside the door.
Daniel, she shouted. How can you be so selfish? It was you who finished with Bridget. So let her go.
I suddenly love Perpetua.